Do you know what the word plagiarism means? Well, I didn't know. Now that I do know, I'm going to share with you a valuable lesson at how you can use plagiarism to your advantage. I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now. Okay, plagiarism. Sounds like a scary word, doesn't it? So, I first learned about it in 9th grade English class. And the teacher gave an assignment. We all had to pick a famous person and we had to write a little story about them. And so at this time I had picked, I think it was Abraham Lincoln. And so what did I do? I said, okay, I'm gonna write a story. Let me go learn about this guy. So I went to the library, pulled out the encyclopedia, because yes, we did not have computers back then. And I'm reading about Abraham Lincoln. And I'm like, oh wow, this is really good. Oh wow, this is really good. Wow, that's great. Like, who am I to change what the encyclopedia says? I mean, this is very well written. I'm not gonna do better than that, right? So let me just copy that down. So here I was, and I changed paragraphs from here to here, but pretty much I wrote word for word. I took, you know, 5 pages of content, and I took 6 paragraphs and I put them into my own report, right? And so sure enough, I handed it in and I felt confident. I was so happy. I was like, all right. And I get back my report and it was an E. And yes, back in the day, there was A through E and an E was failure. No. And I'm like, wait, what happened? And then she's like, it's very obvious that you plagiarized this report. And I was like, what the hell does that mean, right? Number one, I never heard of it, right? So and I was guilty, but I was ignorant more than guilty because I didn't know that that was a thing. I certainly didn't know it was wrong. So when she explained it to me, she was like, somebody wrote that, and that's their information, right? That's their content. That's copyrighted. That's, you know, what their work. And when she explained it to me that way, I'm like, oh, work? She's like, yeah, it's like a piece of art, you know, and it's like yours, and you did it. You created it. And that was the most valuable lesson at the time because I never even thought about the world in that way. That was my first, you know, experience with, you know, the world, business, copywriting, law, infringement, and what does that mean, and all of this stuff. So I found it very fascinating, and I continued to watch and see that as I moved forward, I saw lots of opportunities or of plagiarism, right? Of copying others' work. And I mean, we did it all the time, right? You know, in school, you know, you'd have 2 homework assignments, you would do one, your friend would do the other, and then you would just share, right? Like, we didn't know that was a thing. We just thought that was multitasking. Right? So we thought we were being, you know, time effective and efficient with our time. But lo and behold, We were stealing from people who spend valuable time and resources on putting these things together. So, yeah, so that was very valuable. And then throughout my life, you saw different situations on when that would show up. Maybe it wouldn't show up. And you would learn, okay, is it plagiarism if I copy every other word? Like, what if I just use one sentence, but I change the words over here? So then you start to realize, okay, what defines plagiarism? At what point is there a percentage? If you use more than 50% of someone else's work, then it's theirs, not yours. And how does that work, right? And I still don't know today. I still don't know because I'm a numbers guy. I like to think of it as a percentage. Okay, if there's 100 words here, if I use 49, does that mean that I'm not plagiarizing anymore? You know? So again, not to see that I wanna, you know, have a back door or have a loophole or anything, but now that my world has been broadened, I want to understand it, right? I want there to be some absolutes and okay, this is good, this is good, this is good, this is good. Oh, plagiarism, you know? Like, where's that line, right? Where is that line so we can know how we can move forward? So speaking of moving forward, here we are in today, right? 2021 and content is everywhere, right? It's everywhere. So what degree is plagiarism now? Because a lot of things that people talk about, it's been spoken before, you know? Yeah, in a different context, in a different way, and all of these things. So what I've learned, and it's helped me tremendously in my personal life, professional life, and, you know, family life and relationships, is, you know, we're consuming content, right? We're consuming content, whatever the media, whatever the platform is, doesn't matter if it's radio, TV, podcast, or you know, any other method, books. So we're consuming content, and I think part of our life is we are the curators of that content. We have our own filtering system in our head that's going through and filtering all this content, and then we project it. So, you know, in a way, right, again, I don't know what defines plagiarism at whatever level, but in a way, you know, we're kind of plagiarizing because we're taking information and reproducing it. But that's the good news. When you take it and then you reproduce it, what that means is, you know, you cut it, you chop it, you add this, you take that, you change the ingredients of something, right? So if it was an apple pie and here's the ingredients, you can still make an apple pie. You just don't use all those ingredients. You use your own. Maybe you don't want a pinch of salt, you want a dash of salt. Maybe you don't want pepper, you want, you know, truffle pepper or whatever, right? You make it your own. And I think it's very important in life. Is part of life is, you know, I won't call it plagiarism because obviously that's a bad word, but it is experiencing other people's ways of doing things, adding your own special sauce, creating it, making it your own, and then you can repurpose it, you can recycle it, whatever reword you want to use, that you can put it back out there and sell it as your own, create your own brand upon it. And, you know, kind of like when I do these videos, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I hear a lot of different things. And when I see something that resonates with me, I'm like, oh, that's really good. What that person said, I remember I learned that lesson years ago. And this was my experience around that lesson that that same person is talking about. But we have totally different experiences around that lesson. So same story. So it's like, oh, is that plagiarism? No. Same story, he went to Vegas, I went to Vegas, and something happened, right? My happen was different than his, but it started the same way. You know what I mean? So I think that's like the foundation of life, right? Like there was a company, I remember, well, I'm from Detroit, right? I'm in Michigan. There was a headquarters, was a company called BASF. And I'm not even sure if they're around anymore, but their slogan, their tagline was, we don't want to do what you do. We want to do what you do better. Isn't that freaking awesome? I love that. I don't want to do what you do. I want to do what you do better than you. Because that's really what makes the world go round, right? Like, raise the bar, baby. Oh, you can jump 5 feet. I want to jump 6. Oh, somebody else is going to jump 7. Like, you're raising the bar. But I may never have thought about that if I didn't watch you do it, you know? So it's the whole competitiveness. Like, that's the American, you know, ingenuity at work. The American dream is not just coming here and coming up with some random invention. It's taking something that maybe you're using in your life, and then you find a different use for it. It's not better per se, but it's different. Maybe it streamlines the process. Maybe it's more effective. Maybe you can do things faster, stronger, easier, whatever. That could be make it better. And then you can create a new patent, right? Or a copyright or a trademark. And then you can call it your own. And then, boom, you stamp your brand on it and put it out in the world. So think about that. What are you doing in your life that's not brand new? Somebody else has already done it, but how can you do it a little better? How can you add your stamp on what someone else is doing? Twist it, bring your special sauce, put a new recipe in place, and then launch it into the world. That's how you become successful, famous, and, you know, make an impact, right? More importantly, you change the world, right? When people say change the world, like, oh, I don't want to change the world. That sounds like too much work. No, it's not. Changing the world is as easy as creating a better mousetrap. That's it. Here's a mousetrap. Here's a better one. You just changed the world. So it's not as hard as you think to take something that already exists and look at it and go, what else can we do with this? How else can we make this lighter, cheaper, faster, better, whatever it is, you know? For example, like Shark Tank. I love the Shark Tank. I love it. And the reason I love it is because it's like filled with all these, you know, incredible people who are super duper smart. And usually out of a need, they invented something. Well, I was looking for this. I went to the store. I went online. Nobody had it. So I was playing around in my garage and I created a, you know, step stool that you can hang from your car or whatever it is. You know, it's spectacular. Congratulations. Everybody has the potential to do that. So remember, you're the creator of your own world. Opportunities are all around you every day. So when you think about, you know, creating a new idea or what you can be known for, how you're going to change the world, don't think of it as such a hard thing to do. Don't think of it as like, oh my God, that's just for the people that went to Harvard University, or that's just for those people that, you know, are super duper smart. Not at all. Not at all. It's as easy as taking something that already exists and making it better. Including yourself, by the way. So I'll save that conversation for another video. But yes, right, at the end of the day, we want to make ourselves better day by day. All right, that's all I got for you. Get out there, go put your stamp on something, put your secret sauce, and change the world. You can do it. If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with three people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments. So please share your comments below and please let us know what topic interests you the most.